Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Just a second, I've got to shut something off here. Okay, we'll start this over. Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net's held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, pardon me, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Scaller Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James here. Good evening. I am checking in via EchoLink from Delhi, New York tonight.
Good evening, Kevin. Good to hear you again. I know you're in the Oneonta area there. And you've got a fine signal coming into the repeater tonight. What's going on with you? How's your day? Well, that pretty well sums it up. Go ahead.
Things are very good here. I'm actually, like I said, I'm in Delhi tonight. We had the Delaware County Fire Police Association meeting. Some of you may know, probably from an earlier conversation, I am actually a fire police captain with Pinder's Corners Fire Department in the northern end of Delaware County. I actually live in the southern end of Otsego County, so I kind of border it. So came down here to just kind of chat with the guys tonight and do our business meeting for the month. Today, weather was partly sunny, clouded up towards the evening. Looks like we got a rain shield that'll be moving in after midnight. We hit a high of about 70. Temperature here right now is probably, I'm going to say, in about maybe low mid-50s. This is KD2FPM. I'll let it go back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, always nice to have new folks checking in, and you've been frequenting the frequency for a few times, and always nice to hear new folks. I get a little breath problem tonight, so I kind of rushed around doing a couple of things. So I get a little bit of asthma, and causes me a little bit of problem, but anyway, no problem there. I just have to deal with it and get around it. Well, glad to hear you're. Oh, pardon me. Glad to hear you're getting a little bit better weather, I guess, than we are here. Probably a little bit warmer. It's been a nice day here, also. So with that, we'll see if anyone else here to check in. Thank you for checking in this evening. This is N5AOW. Anyone else from Echo Link wishing to check in, come down. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Sir.
KD2AIT, good evening, Bill.
KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing? How's everything?
Well, not bad. I took the day off. I had two different doctor's appointments run today, and I had to pick up some supplies in Utica for camp this weekend. We'll be building a new hearth with a new stove, so I had to get a bunch of, well, not a lot, but some cement board and mastic and grout and all that stuff to make that up. And the wood stove came into my friend's warehouse today, and pick it up in the morning. We went over there to check it out, and I looked at the manifest. It showed the weight as 740 pounds, so it's going to be fun getting that in over the weekend. But I figure I'm going to take as many parts of it off of it as I can and get it back in there, and get it back together once I get it up on the hearth pad. We'll see. Anyway, not much. They put a shot in my foot today, and I had a problem with it. Mostly from running, I guess. A lot of people have had that bones for plantar fasciitis. Anyway, they put a shot in there, and boy, it feels brand new. It's nice to be able to walk and not feel like somebody's hitting you in the bottom of the heel with a hammer. But anyway, so that's about it. It's been a busy, busy day. I've been loading up the truck with stuff for tomorrow, and we're going to have there tomorrow and stay until Sunday. Really looking forward to that. Got a lot of projects to do. Anyway, turn it back to Net Controls. It's KD2AID.
Okay, Jeff. Boy, it sounds like sounds like you've been busy. That, I know I got into a bent saw I purchased one time. Nothing near the weight that you have there to deal with. I just hope you can get enough of it apart that make it light enough, maybe you can get two or three people or at least a way of transporting it to get it the way you want. That's always difficult when you have something that's that heavy, but there's always ways around it. I know I've seen people do it with pipes and rollers and a variety of different things just to move it, but when you have to lift it up and down into different areas, it makes it a little bit tough. So. Well, you were talking about the bone spur. Makes me wonder if there's something for the whole body to to do that. I run into all different situations where I need a lot of ache, but I know my wife's got that problem with her foot, and that would be quite nice just to have it where it didn't cause her. I know she likes to get out and take a walk, and it always comes back hurting a bit, and it's more on the big toe than it is anything else, but I think I've got them on the heel a little bit. But I know what you mean with the difficulty and the discomfort and whatever. Probably not near as bad as what you have, but you know, when it gets to that point, sometimes a shot is a way to go to get something for it, you know, that gonna take the pain away. It'll at least give you some relief. Okay. Jeff, thank you for checking in. 73 to you and your family. We'll make another call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. Yeah, I was out and busy today myself. Had a lot of things that I was working on in the garage, trying to get things straightened out a little bit from the winter and things put away. And a little bit of, had it all day with the asthma thing. I get rushing around a little bit and I get severely out of breath sometimes. It takes me a while to catch up, but that's part of the aging process, I guess. got to live with something. I guess that's one of those things. But anyway, I get out and kept me busy, and I got working with a water line that I needed to replace, getting water from the house down to the garage. So I got that pretty well in order. I was going to try it out, and I said, well, no point loading it or charging it with water, and we're going to get a freeze here and there, and the chance of having it go bad on me again. So I think I'll wait till warmer weather starts. So with that, we'll make another call, see if anybody cares to join us. This is N5AOW. Sound like it's going to be a quiet night. Kind of like Saturday night. We've been out doing things and busy and relaxed and visiting with friends. And it's nice to do that. Takes up a little bit of time, makes the evening go quicker, and get out to enjoy it a bit. Okay, well, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else want to join us on the net. Pardon me. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments or queries or late check-ins?
KD2AIT with a query.
Okay, Jeff, KD2AIT.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how to cure the heel pain that you've had. Anybody else who's had this, they call a plantar, plantar fasciitis. It's basically tendonitis of that tendon on the bottom of your foot. Everybody's got their own cure, different stretches, shots, a boot, all these things, special things, orthotics. But I will tell you this, that if you start feeling the pain there, don't put it off, because they can heal it up real quick. I mean, the shot's usually the second or third thing in a row. But the longer you let it go, the more scar tissue builds up. And then it becomes problematic. They may have to go in there and, maybe attempt a surgery, or maybe they just can't fix it. So if you do start feeling that pain on your heel, you might want to just get it checked out. It really doesn't take much. And, they can tell right away. And you know, a lot of people, they show them stretches and certain medications to take to clear it right up. And it'll be gone for good. So back to you, KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. You know, that you mentioned that, and my wife had said that too, and I thought, you know, it's just something that, you know, was temporary or whatever, but it's been around a while, and it'll be worthwhile doing. I believe you're right. Go for x-rays on it, I guess. See what they can do with it. But, yeah, sometimes it feels like you're walking on an ice pick. And it's quite difficult, you know, to really get comfortable with it. And I've got enough back problems to tend with. And having that just amplifies the problem. You know, you're trying to stay off of that and create another problem with the back. So I'm definitely going to follow that up. That's good advice. You know, sometimes it just takes somebody to say, hey, you got to do it. And I think it's about time I get to it. I've had this for a while. Okay, Jeff, well, I thank you for that. And thank you for checking in. And I'll make one more call, and well, I guess we'll put it to rest for a while. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin James and Jeff for checking in. All those that listen, 73 to everyone. This is N5AOW clear.
Coast. KA2000, that's the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic calls. Stations are welcome. Stations can help, please.
Says. KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Jack, and 5AOW, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Yes, N2MQP.
Okay, very good. Pretty noisy down on my end, which has nothing to do with your repeater, just interference down my way. And let's see, I didn't get the first station, but you see, by process of elimination, I guess it's probably KD2AIT. Jeff, if that was you, give me a couple of rogers.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, okay, very good. KC2NBU, Ray. N5AOW, Bob. N2WBX, Dennis. And N2MQP, Joe. Thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated. Any other stations?
Three Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill in Western Pennsylvania calling through the EchoLink system. Finally, I got it to work again. KA3TFB listening.
Okay, very good. I'll let you talk to the other guys there as soon as I finish my call up here. I think I can add you to the check-in. What is it? KA3, is it? Give me the call again phonetically.
Roger, roger. I'm listening to a wind on the connection here. There's a high-pitched wind on my end. It's Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, a.k.a. Kitty Ann's Three Trees Falling Backwards. Over.
Okay, very good. KA3TFB, thank you very much for coming in. I know you usually do it for the Black River Valley net. I do a call up for Octen, which is one of the local traffic nets in this area here, and this is what we call our satellite repeater. We always include them in our call-ups. Okay, very good. I think we got everybody going. So I'll say 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
Indeed, a good evening. KA3TFE signing off through the EchoLink system. Good evening.